Welcome to Revere Assets, Your Money, with Danny Stewart.
You never know how far the stock is going to go down.
Tim Razor.
Danny knows I'm a geek for all of this stuff.
And Don Vandenborg.
Telling it like it is.
If you're seeking the best stock knowledge this side of Wall Street, you've come to the right place.
I'm sorry, did I steal your thunder?
No, you didn't steal any thunder. Who's handling this segment?
For the next hour, Danny, Tim, and Don will be talking investing.
Investing is 90% psychological, and I love that.
Trades.
The market will usually overshoot to the downside and to the upside.
And dumpster fires.
Because it doesn't matter what you think or what I think, and it matters even less what Danny thinks.
And now, here's your hosts, Danny, Tim, and Don.
So bad for you. I feel, and the market lovers, not just the stock nerds. I feel bad for the stock nerds and the market lovers. We taped what I would call an amazing show.
Like, rockstar show.
Oh my gosh, it was so freaking good. And then have a corrupt memory card. And so none of it made it to the sound of my voice right now. And so what I'm going to do though, because Daniel and I and Mr. Don, the Portfolio Extraordinary for St. Augustine, Florida, we need to get you some information this weekend. We're going to just cut to what I think is the essence of this week's show, this week's message. But before I do that, because I've got a whole list of stocks. I mean, I went through a tremendous list.
You did.
And so, but I'm going to go through most of them here in a minute. I've got a list that I want you to study this weekend, and I really want you to pay attention to it. But before we do that, Don Vandenborg has his next market webinar on Wednesday, February 12th. It's a really big deal. Stock nerds and market lovers. These classes that Don's been putting together, that he's been doing pretty much every other week since last August, they're like a guidepost. They are, if you are looking to find greater success, more consistency in the markets, these are the classes for you. Look, we don't charge for them. We don't collect your information and then market to you nefariously. We don't market. I refer to Danny as America's fiduciary. He just wants you to have the information you need to be successful. And it's really important that you understand this, because we'll give it up to you all. We give you our playbook. 5 nights a week, we give you 5 videos and we show you what we're doing. We explain the strategies behind everything that we're doing. We just want you to find success in the markets. And the thing is that we know and trust that if we treat you well and we give you what we're doing, there's something that butts its head with you every day of every week of every market year. And that's psychology. That's yourself. And we know how powerful the psyche is in investing and how it can keep you from success, keep you from consistency. And so, you know, a little secret about our clientele, most of them are active in the markets. They love the markets, but they also love that they have us to operate in the markets, co-piloting with them. And so if you like the strategies that you hear talked about on the videos, on the podcast, Danny talks about, Don does in these classes, just call us, 855-REAL-WEALTH. If you want to get a hold of us, Dan at Revere Asset, Don at Revere Asset, I'm Tim at Revere Asset. All the things that I covered in that show that somehow did not get taped properly, we'll cover in the coming weeks. But the crux of this week's show, you have to understand what took place on Friday with the jobs report. It's so incredibly seismic. And I'd be remiss if I didn't point it out to you. Even though Friday was a pullback and you got the coronavirus, and there's a whole bunch of other things out there in the ether, what took place in the jobs report is something so powerful that if I didn't explain it to you or talk about it, I'd be remiss. It's the labor participation rate. It was, according to the Department of Labor, significantly statistically different. That's a big deal. Significant in the fact that they use the word significant. When you say the word significant, if you can imagine the bell curve, back to your statistics classes, when they say statistically significant, what they're really saying is you're on the tails. Like you're at the 90-95 percentile of an event of, you know, like happening or not happening. And so you're not in that big fat bell curve area, that 68-70%. People came off the sidelines in such incredible strength in the month of January that it was labeled significant. That is so incredibly telling about what's happening right now in the economy. And so what do you think about it? You just came off the holiday season. The holiday season is seasonal. You lay off all the seasonal workers or they don't, you know, you just don't keep them on. And the jobs report isn't supposed to pull people. It'd be so strong that it pulled people off the sidelines. It tells you a couple things that the two options here are working and not working. And working is an absolute attraction right now. Pay is good. And there's jobs to be had that are more attractive than, for lack of a better phrase, doing nothing. Man, that's such a big deal. That is such an incredibly powerful force right now in the market. And I'm going to give you a list of stocks I want you to focus in on and study this week. And because everything we do, by the way, is for your own edification. If you want strategy, if you want advice, if you want a little guidance, if you want to know why somebody nefariously, I use the word nefariously, put a mutual fund in your portfolio. They probably got paid on the back end for it. You don't know that, but we do. We can tell you that. If you want to know why someone sold you just one bond, yeah, there's probably a really good reason, kickback. We will get to that too. Danny can crack the code on all that. If somebody sold you an annuity and you were really unhappy and wishing evil things on that person that sold you an annuity, there's a really good chance Danny can help. 855-REAL-WEALTH is all you have to call. Or just email if you're afraid to call. Email dan@riverasset.com. But listen to me. I want you to think about the two things. I just covered the jobs and the labor participation rate. But there's something also very powerful out here. And I'm praying the way the market's set up right now, the way the jobs market is set up right now, the way wages are set up right now, that the Fed does nothing. Let the Fed let this thing run hot. You really want to make sure the Fed does nothing to screw this up this year. Let it run hot. There is no need to talk about any kind of action by the Fed. Just don't even let Jerome Powell out of the car.
Put him in timeout.
Have him hang a sign out the limo that says, not doing nothing.
Leave of absence.
Yeah, leave of absence to 2021. And I say that because think about it. The retirement that baby boomers were promised in the 70s and the 80s that they worked their whole lives for, it's not there. They were getting 10%, 12% interest rates on passbook savings. You're getting nothing now. There's a component to this jobs issue where, yeah, Tim, the alternative of not working is doing nothing, but I got to work because I can't put my money in the bank and get paid on it like I thought I could, like I was planning for. And by the way, all these people with their Excel spreadsheets and their planning software that tell you, you know, this is the scenario that we're planning. Think about how many people in droves like lemmings fell for that in the 80s and the 90s, that they could have never envisioned a scenario where you're getting nothing in the bank, but yet you're getting nothing. So all you people, you crackpots with your planning software, it's BS, because you can't plan for what happened in 08 and then it would stay this way for the next 10 or 12 years. You people out there thought, oh, we'll just have these low rates for a little bit and then we'll go right back to normal. It's been 12 freaking years. You people that go to people with planning software can shove it up the wazoo because your planning software doesn't work. You couldn't plan for this. You couldn't plan for a retirement where your savings would garner nothing. And the alternative is I better still be working, which I personally think is really good for the mind. It doesn't let your mind decay. It keeps you engaged. But that's not what
But you're saying you should have the choice.
You should have the freaking choice. That's not what you were sold. But every day lemmings walk into Duff, Duff, and Duff, and we are accountants, and we know you should be buying Ford stock because it's got a huge dividend, and it's crap, and they don't know what they're talking about. And they have this planning software, Danny, and they're going to tell you that, you know, if you just get 7% plus a float percent interest rate on your savings, you're going to be A-OK for retirement, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And then it's 2020, and you're like, holy shit, I got to work. Because planning software, I used to fly helicopters in the Marine Corps. Well enough that I came back from Iraq 3 times. And I'm going to tell you something that we used to say, with all seriousness, and it wasn't sarcasm, that the moment you take off, the plan changes. We would spend, for every hour of flight, 3 to 4 hours of planning, of mission planning, mm-hmm. with the ground scheme maneuver, with the air assault element, with all the components that make up a raid or just a flight. You'd spend 3 to 4 hours of planning for every hour of flight. And I can tell you with 100% of surety that the plan changed the moment I took off, because I'd show up to the aircraft and a radio might not be working. I'd show up into the aircraft and, hey, Captain Razor, the gun's jammed. Hey,
well, that's not good.
Yeah. hey, we're having a transmission issue. Hey, we can't take that route of flight. They're firing artillery over there. Like, nobody planned for this. Well, Tim, we've had 10 or 12 years. Wasn't the promise that we would have higher interest rates? We would normalize things? There's nothing normal about this. You're in uncharted waters. You all are not Ponce de Leon. You're Cartier. You're freaking on a new map. I really butchered who. Did Cartier do maps? He did maps, right?
Cartier did watches.
That's what I was thinking too. I'm pretty sure I just butchered that. How about we just go with Rand McNally? But you get the point that there's two components to this, that right now work is so attractive and pay is so attractive that why wouldn't I be working?
Well, not only that, you know, the argument in the if you got that 60-40 mix, so when you got 60 stocks in dividend paying yeah. stocks, but then you've got 40% bonds, well, the bonds are paying nothing right now, as you yeah. pointed out. So you're not making enough interest right now, but those are supposed to be kind of the safe haven for when the stock market does go down. Well, when the stock market goes down, the bonds aren't going to be paying you enough to offset, number one. But when rates rise, those bonds are going to go down. Bonds are as risky as stocks right now, because they on a risk-reward basis, because they're not paying enough interest, and the likelihood of them going down significantly is just as bad. So that offset 60-40 is no longer true. We're in a new, you know, paradigm with the rates this historically low.
So I want to get to the stock list, and I want to explain it here. But I got to tell you, but the stock nerds, what I just laid out for you is how you fall susceptible to the annuity salesperson, because everything I just explained scares the bejesus out of you. And you're like, oh my gosh, we're going to outlive our money. Thank God. Like on the global level, thank God you're alive and got some of the greatest health care in the world. Thank God, okay? That's first. Secondly, you're going to outlive your money. And then when people understand that, when sneaky, sleazy salespeople understand that you as an individual are scared, they sell you an annuity.
Listen, those indexed annuities, whether you're talking about monthly averaging, caps, they've got all different ways. And that's why they're so complicated. You can't understand them. You look at them and people go, you know, the guy said a lot of good stuff, but I don't understand this. That's for a reason.
Yep.
But when you really dive into the math, no matter how you dice them, they're made to pay you on average about a 3.5%. Maybe 4 if you're lucky, percent return over time. Question, is that enough?
So now, this jobs report has produced a list of stocks I think you need to be paying attention to. So when people have a little money in their pocket, they're not going to trade down. They're going to trade up into things that they're doing in this world. I'm not talking from their cash for clunker to a Ferrari, which is RACE. I'm talking, you don't own Ford, you don't own General Motors, you own Tesla, you don't own IKEA, you don't own, which you can't buy here, you don't own Dollar General, you don't own Dollar Tree, you don't own Ollie's, you don't own Five Below, down market retailers, you own...
Not recession stocks.
Restoration yeah. Hardware, nice looking chart, RH, we own it in the shop. Just because we own it in the shop doesn't mean it's something we're going to talk about just because we own it, but I want to be in the ones they're going to reach up for. Restoration Hardware, Lululemon, all of these have really nice...
LULU, we love
they that. Have charts that you should be studying. Restoration Hardware, Lululemon we have, I want to talk about Netflix. They're going to, if you didn't have the ability to pay for a Netflix subscription, and don't you dare be so cynical out there that, well, who can't afford that? You know what? There's a bunch of people that can't afford a lot of things because of this predicament that the Fed put us in. They're not getting paid on their savings. It's taken this long to get this kind of job growth, to get people off the sidelines and have pay significant enough to give them an alternative to want to be off of the sidelines, that they're going to afford some Netflix. Think about Amazon. They're going to pay for Prime. Not that they're shopping on Amazon now all of a sudden. They're going to have the ability to pay for Prime. Like, you want to be in stocks that they're reaching up for. You don't want to be in the Kmart counter luncheonette. You want to be in Chipotle. There was a better analogy on the show that Don made. Don, what did you say about Chipotle? You don't want to be in what? QSR? You want to be in? You don't want to be in Burger King?
The upgrade from Taco Bell.
Yes!
Get a Taco Bell.
No, you can eat like a king at Taco Bell. Everybody knows that. XLY is consumer discretionary. If you want to, and it's not just the retail stocks, stock nerds and market lovers. It's the stocks that support the creation of jobs and wealth. And so, well, what are those stocks then? What do you mean, jobs and wealth? Well, when people feel confident in the economy, you know what they do? You know what the number one thing they do other than spend? They invest in themselves and they start small businesses. And small businesses grow into big, medium businesses. And those medium businesses sometimes grow into large businesses. But SMBs, small, medium-sized businesses, where I want you to focus. And the focus where a lot of money is made for the companies we're going to mention is Shop, S-H-O-P, where people can start their own website. It's better than Wix. It's all-encompassing. It's easy to use. It's where Kylie Jenner built her makeup empire. There are so many businesses started on Shopify every week. And that platform is powerful in driving the direct-to-consumer revolution that you see right now in front of you. You're like, some Google? Yeah, that's how ads. Facebook, I get it. Like, it's got Instagram. It's got WhatsApp. But I'm telling you, the algorithm right now is polluted. Facebook is polluted right now because of people are fleeing that platform. That's my personal opinion right there. Doesn't mean the stock won't go higher. It just means that if you gave me a choice between platforms to work a business on, which, by the way, I know a lot about right now, I would tell you that it's LinkedIn, which is Microsoft, and it's Google. And the difference is here being that when you get served an ad up in your Instagram or your Facebook feed, you get served it. You didn't order it. You got served it. And the last time I checked, the words "you've been served" have a negative connotation. And I say that tongue in cheek, but it's true, because you might not be in the mood to see what they're serving you. But on Google, when you're going to look for cowboy boots, you were looking for cowboy boots. So when they serve you up ads for cowboy boots, at least it's in the genre. But if you're mourning the loss of a loved one and you get served up an ad for Popeye's chicken, is that where you want to be? Is that ad effective? So there's a big difference there between the way the ads are presented to the user. One searched for it and the other one got served it. That's a big difference. LinkedIn is such a powerful generator right now of networks of potential customers. You're foolish if you aren't just talking on there, creating content or engaging other people's content to build your own network. Satya Nadella is such a smart CEO. Like, they bought LinkedIn, and they have opened up that algorithm that if you have no presence on LinkedIn right now on the Valentine's week. Speaking of Valentine's week, man, the songs. What do we play? Power of Love? Man,
Power of Love.
Love some Huey Lewis at the beginning of the show. The show before the show. The show I do for Kenny. Listen, you are nuts not to be on LinkedIn. Find me. Find Danny. Find Don on LinkedIn. I'm telling you that you don't have to be, well, Tim, I'm not looking for a job. I'm telling you, it's not about, you don't want to be, I know it's still used a lot for recruiting and jobs, but listen, I'm telling you, it's so much more than that. It's where competent social exchanges, to me, it's what Facebook would grow up to be if Facebook could ever grow up. It's what Twitter and its wildest dreams wish it was. It's true interaction and engagement by a higher caliber of user, because they're not hiding behind some fake identity. That it's I'm telling you, you're mistaken if you're not on LinkedIn. TTD, like when the trade desk, which is a part of the portfolio here at the shop. Shop is a part of, no, shop is not. I want to own shop. I don't own shop yet. I own TTD.
Shopify, yeah.
TTD is serving up the ads, whether you're streaming on a Fire TV, an Apple TV, whether you're on a Roku device, whether you're on your web browser. It's TTD serving up those ads. And then Splunk, S-P-L-K, is something I really believe in right here because there's so many data points being generated. Like when you have a website, you don't understand when you're scrolling on a website, there's something, one of the brands is called Cookie Jar, where it's heat mapping your path. And it takes all the people that go to a website and it heat maps the progress and it figures out patterns. But there's all this data being created from heat mapping and what page you're going to, from what did you purchase? And then after you purchase, because you've got cookies on your browser, Jim, I use DuckDuckGo. Good for you. You're like the 0.00001% in Danny that use DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
Good.
No tracking.
It's not, yeah, it's quack. And so everyone else has got cookies, okay? And so what happens is they're tracking your purchases and where you're visiting afterwards, so they know what ads to serve you up. There's a gazillion data points every second created in the world, and there's few companies that can clearly
coagulate that data.
Take that data, put it in a container, and then actually serve up graphs and charts so decision makers can do just that, make decisions based off the data that is coming into their entities. And that's Splunk. That's what Splunk does. And so it's a powerful list, but what I want you to focus in on is not looking for value, but looking for the stocks that people are going to reach up to participate in. And quite frankly, in my estimation, it's not only is it Restoration Hardware, it's also BYND. It's Beyond Meat. If you're a flexitarian or a vegetarian, Beyond Meat is not inexpensive. It's a conscious purchase to buy it, and it's not cheap. You're going to reach up to try it though. It's more expensive than just ground up carrots, and so. And so you're going to reach up for it.
I just want to know if it tastes better.
You want to be in the charts that are shaping up around their 8 and a 21 in things that the consumer is going to reach up for and the companies that are going to serve the companies serving the consumer. And so Don's got a few stocks I know he wants to talk about, but we got RH, BYND, CMG, Amazon, Tesla. Don't be in Ford. Who's the knucklehead out there that's going, it's got a great dividend, I'll take $8 Ford? Why?
It's gone down double digit in a week. You lost more than a dividend in a week.
Why? Why would you be in that? It's got horrible management.
But it's got a yield.
The yield was earned. Not in a good way.
Yeah, meaning the stock went down, so the yield went up.
If you don't like individual stocks, you like ETFs, XLY is fine. It's consumer discretionary. Lululemon, Google, Shopify, TTD, Splunk. This is the area you should be examining and studying. And I think you'll find yourself, until the next jobs report, doing well. Go ahead, Danny. Don's got a couple stocks too.
You touched on a lot of them I was going to talk about, but Cardlytics is a new one that was added to the portfolio this week, ticker CDLX. They work with consumers and financial institutions to track rewards programs for better targeting ad budgets. So a lot of that going on these days with Roku. The stock doesn't look so good on Roku right now, but they're on the cutting edge of digital ad tracking. You mentioned TTD. They are on the edge for internet ad tracking and ad campaigns, and Cardlytics is in that theme also, CDLX.
So, Don, you own the first. You don't own Roku right now, but you own the first one.
Don't own Roku, no. The chart on Roku is not supporting the thesis right now, so no, we don't own that.
Right, so folks, what both of them are saying is look for the areas that are showing strength, that have earnings growth, revenue growth, doing well. But then you've got to look at the chart to see if it looks like it's timely now. Just because you've got to separate a good company, a good stock with making money, is it timely? So it's got to be a good company and timely, not just a good company. Just like you have to separate Main Street and Wall Street. A lot of times they move in tandem, sometimes they don't.
Don, Can you discuss your class, Stock Nerds? Don's class on Wednesday the 12th. Look, whether you can attend live, it's noon on Wednesday the 12th. Whether you can attend live or not, what I want you to do, though, is register on the website at Revere Asset. We're never spam you. Just go to webinars and sign up. Because what Don's going to do is email you the class. And then what you get to do is email Don, don@revereasset.com. You get to email him questions. Even if you can't attend live, Don's going to answer your questions, because if you have the question, most people do too. He'll answer it, and then he'll send you the class, and then you'll get to watch it on your time. You get to listen to it in the car. You get to watch it when you're not driving. You just listen to it passively and then watch it. It makes a tremendous impact on your investing psyche. I'm telling you, Don's classes have helped so many. Don, what's this coming week's class about?
So if you go to YouTube right now and search for Revere Asset, you'll see we've got 10 classes out there now. They range from about 45 minutes to an hour long on a variety of topics. What I'm going to do this Wednesday is take little snippets from each one of those topics and hit the highlights of it. So that way, if it piques your curiosity about one of the particular topics, you can then go to one of the other longer videos out there and do some more in-depth analysis on it. But I'm going to talk about identifying and buying gaps, position sizing. The most recent one I did was a study of the last 11 bear markets and what you need to look for. One of the big things we're pushing this year is for people to keep the money that they've made from this most recent bull market. The time to be concerned about keeping your money isn't when you're having a 20% drawdown from the high. So we talk about some different rules in there for identifying what's going on should the trend turn negative. The trend since October has been decidedly positive, as we've been pointing out in all of our media ever since then. There was a gap up on trade optimism. How many times have you heard that over the last year? But this time the price supported the news and it never broke. And it kicked off a nice bull run that's been going now for 4 months. So almost 5 months now. So, when the trend changes, we'll point that out. But these are all the types of things that I'm going to be talking about in the class.
And so, look, Stock Nerds, it behooves you. Just get the class. You can send it. We don't ever market to you. Once you get the link to the class and Don emails it to you, send it to everybody you love. They're helping a tremendous amount of people right now. And so hopefully, look, we make everything available to you for free. We just want you to be successful. That's all. And the way we do business here is helping a tremendous amount of people. So I'll tell you what, Danny, let's keep it there. And then I've got so much more for next week, and we'll tape a new show next week.
All right, folks, listen, happy Valentine's week. Hope you make a love connection. Just go to revereasset.com. Check out our material and our education. You can tell a friend, tell a neighbor. They can go and sign up. We will not spam them in any way, but they'll get our complimentary daily market insight 5 nights a week right after the market closes normally, and this podcast on the weekend. You can email us at dan@revereasset.com, tim@revereasset, or don@revereasset, or you can call us old school at 855-REAL-WEALTH. We'll talk to you next week on Your Money.